notion of ecology typically describes relationships between organisms, opening the category of active agents to more than organisms, allows for ecology also to describe non-living, but material things and systems of things. In this sense, communication systems are part of environments, and environments are also media.
American 1586, contact Toronto Center 125.77, good day.
Transmission ecologies can refer to both the symbolic spaces of cultural production, like a radio station, and to the invisible and the very material space of dynamic electromagnetic interaction, both of which feature the collaboration between people and things.
Bearcat 1118, descend 6,000.
United 1108, Toronto on the way to flight level 250. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Tango flight 275, ready to go down.
Eagle flight 274, maintain flight level 240.
Bearcat 1118, there's no restrictions. Descend to 3,000 for an 8-mile final.
Under no restrictions. 3,000. Bearcat 1118.
A transmission ecology could also be defined by the set of radio receivers tuned to a particular station in a single urban area, or by all the activity across the various frequencies on the electromagnetic spectrum that you could sense from one particular location. Radio frequencies are a means of sensing and knowing bodies at a distance. Thinking ecologically demonstrates that transmission and communication is not a game of one-to-many broadcast radiating out from an antenna, nor is it a polarity of senders and receivers, but always a many-to-many field of relationships. Thinking ecologically about transmission considers processes of relationship and power, the dangers of the monocrop, the monopoly, and the logics of the grid. In the organic sense of ecologies, thinking about transmission invites thinking about how seeds travel, like broadcasting, and of the relay networks employed by plants underground. Forests are communal formations, with their tree roots connected under the soil in mycorrhizal networks. The very fine root tips of trees join together with microscopic fungal filaments to form the basic links of the network, operating in symbiotic relationships between trees and fungi, allowing hub or mother trees to share nutrients and to communicate with one another with chemical and electrical signals. Trees, like humans, engage in something like wired and wireless communications over distance. The transmission of plants include the root networks underground, or the sensitivity of leaves to sense and scent, and to the casting of seeds. Broadcasting in a radiophonic sense originates from the agricultural term for planting that involves casting seeds broadly at the ground. A seed is no more a container than a radio is. It is not merely tasked with carrying the message of a plant's inheritance to receptive ground. A seed is action over distance. It is a body seeking influence, listening when and where they land, for the circumstances of the ground. The seed encounters good conditions for germination, oxygen, water, temperature, light, and awakens in a gesture that is visually a little like a radio receiver unfolding its antenna. The seed puts out a small root, followed by a tiny stem, sensing and receiving from its environment. From the particularity of a single seed comes not a universal story, but a common one. In each seed resides a generous potential for a plant to germinate, or for a creature to be fed, or for its unrealized germination to become part of the earth. Likewise, radio broadcasting is a remarkable, promiscuous gift of plenitude. Practically, broadcast radio doesn't know who is listening, so the signal is for anyone who cares to. For a listener, the radio is both generally and specifically intended for you. A seed is a possibility for relationships that include the historical, the contemporary, and the imaginary. But seeds spread beyond the fields to which they were originally confined. Likewise, radio signals may also exhibit feral behaviors, find transmissions overlapping or multiplying across the spectrum. Fields may seem the opposite of wilderness, but fields of influence may quickly return to the wild. There are many overlapping ecologies, and the irreducible condition of wirelessness is not space overcome, but it is place multiplied. Waves, fields, roots, seeds.